This morning's second scripture reading is actually from Luke 15, not 5, 1 through 10. It's the parable of the lost sheep and the parable of the lost coin. So if you want to turn, we are at Luke 15, 1 through 10. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and he eats with them." So he told them this parable. "Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and he rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' Just so I tell you, there will be many more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." The parable of the lost coin starts, Luke 15, verse 8. "Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, search carefully until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and her neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I have lost.' Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." So what is that trying to tell us? I, for one, am very thankful that God will not forsake me for 99 others who have not repented. I say that jokingly, but in all seriousness, we know that we have a great God, a God who can absolutely take care of the multitudes while taking care of one sheep, right? We know that. And I got to thinking about how that translates to me. How many of you have lost your cell phone? You are standing in a house, no doubt. And you have all kinds of things around you, right? You have clothes and you have your car. You may even know where your car keys are. That's a good day when I know where my cell phone and my car keys are. But when you lose your phone, I don't know about your phone, but I now remember very few telephone numbers. Some of us are so concerned about our phone that we put trackers on them, right? Like AirPod trackers. Or I've called my husband and said, "Find my phone. Where is it?" I don't know about you, but in my phone, I have my license. I have my debit card. So when I lose my phone, and it happens, I get a little panicked. But I am surrounded by all of these other material things. But when I find this phone, it's a key to so many things for me. It gets me to places on time. It reminds me of responsibilities I have. But I'm surrounded by all these things. So I got to thinking this morning after I got that text and I read the parable. I'm like, oh, we're going to be talking about lost things. One of the things that occurred to me is if I could experience that relief over finding my phone, how does our Lord, our God, our Savior feel when he finds one of us who's lost? Can we not, in that analogy, understand for just a moment what it would be like? How many of you have lost a child in a grocery store or a mall? I have never had a child. I have a dog. He is my baby child. But I'm an aunt, and I take that. That is, I always say, my very most precious title is Aunt Jerry. And when one of my nieces or nephews is in my care and they get hurt or they get lost, I panic, people. And not just for fear of retribution, although I'm sure my brothers and sisters would look at me like, really, Jerry? Like you had an hour, right? Or you had 10 minutes or whatever. But when I find them, the relief that comes over me, the peace, absolutely thank God, because I know it's him. It's not my spidey sense that finds that child, right? I think what this parable is telling us is that God is just like that, right? We're his children, and it hurts when we're lost. And you might be lost now. John is going to be embarking on a new sermon series to help us kind of find ourselves. If you are lost, I promise you, after the year I've had, if you will pray and you will seek God somewhere in the quiet of the night or the rush of the morning or in your dreams, you will find peace and God will find you and you will know what that next step is. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of a warning. A few weeks ago, our pastor prayed that sometimes God calls us to do scary things, big things. People thought Noah was crazy when he was building an ark, right? When God finds you, he may ask you to do something scary or something that doesn't make sense. But I promise if you really listen to him and you really open your heart, you'll have the peace and you'll know he found you. You're safe. He's walking beside you, above you, below you, bolstering you up. You won't stay lost forever. It's not fun and it's not comfortable. But he'll find you, and when you repent or you come back to the fold, he will rejoice, just like the shepherd and just like the woman who found the corn. And all of God's people said, amen.
Hey, thank you for listening to that message today, and I hope it was a tremendous blessing to you. If it was, I would encourage you to share it with someone else. And please subscribe so you never miss a Sunday with us. Well, have a blessed week. And if you'd like to support us, go to fpcrogers.com/giving. We would love your support. Bye now.